We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is 8:12, Friday morning. Steve Simpson here. Good morning. Time for the Rash Report with John Rash, who joins us now. John, good morning.
Good morning.
NFL ratings. We were talking about this the other day. They had the best ratings that they've had over the last, I think, 3 or 4 years. Once again, proving that we love our football.
We do indeed love our football, and perhaps it was surprising to some that we seem to love it a little bit less amid the pandemic year of 2020, especially when people were at home and had ostensibly more time to watch. But I think that although it's impossible to isolate one factor, the fact that there were not fans in the stands and the infectious cheering and excitement that comes from a full house impacted the way that people watched in their houses, in their homes. And now that it seems somewhat back to normal with competitive games and completely full stadiums in most cases, I think that some people have swung back and rediscovering the NFL, and I think that college ratings will likely be strong as well.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think during the pandemic as well, there were just other distractions that people were dealing with, and it just nothing felt normal, including sitting down on a Sunday and watching football. And, I mean, I'm just talking about that anecdotally. And as much as I like the game, it just didn't feel like it was part of my routine because my routine was so thrown off by everything else that was going on. So, again, that's just an anecdotal thought on my part.
Absolutely. But I completely concur, and I think a lot of people went through that as well. And, of course, so many teams and the league itself were disrupted by COVID that it also made for some uncompetitive games or some teams that weren't normally the ones that you would see on the field. So I think that had to be a factor as well.
Talk to me about the Wall Street Journal investigation into Facebook. What is going on there? What are they looking at?
They've had a series of reports that have been searing in terms of what Facebook, its impact on society, and often the knowledge that Facebook has had on that. And in just one of them, the knowledge that they had through some internal studies on just how toxic to teens Instagram can be in terms of body image and in terms of popularity and in terms of all of the anxieties that afflict so many adolescents but seem so amplified in the social media era. And it's just one more aspect of evidence that social media is a double-edged sword. It certainly can pull people together, but pull people apart as well and pull people down. And, you know, there, of course, have been well-documented abuses on social media, well-documented divisions that are caused or amplified by social media as well, including the political ones in this country, disinformation that is sown throughout the system, and the latest and most deadliest case of it being, of course, disinformation regarding vaccinations. So a lot of challenges continue to come from Facebook. Some of them are being discovered and not necessarily publicized by the company itself.
I think it's fair to say that the book is still to be written on the ramifications of social media in general. I think we are just at the tip of the iceberg with trying to figure out whether this was an overall plus or minus because, as you said, mental health, if nothing else, for people, adults and children alike.
Absolutely. I really agree with you. And I think that in many ways we're living in a real-time experiment. We don't know when, if ever, the end of that experiment is. But the more data that we get in, the more damaging that it appears it can be to people.
John Rash with the Rash Report. Are you writing for this weekend's Star Tribune?
Editorial, and the editorial board is going to focus tomorrow on the tell-all that has everybody talking, which is the book Peril by Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. So at the heart of yet another political controversy regarding Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Milley. So we'll be writing about that for tomorrow.
John, always enjoy speaking with you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Take care. It's 8:16 now. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. So guess what? One of my favorite musicals of all time is coming in January here to Minneapolis. Opened again on Broadway just this week. We're going to talk with one of the actors in that show and why it's an important thing for you to see next here on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.